USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hosting a White House discussion regarding schools opening this fall, President Trump says things need to get back to normal when it comes to children going to school.
So we're very much going to put pressure on governors and everybody else to open the schools, to get them open. It's very important. It's very important for our country. It's very important for the well-being of the student and the parents. So we're going to be putting a lot of pressure on open your schools in the fall.
The heat is on for much of the country, and it's going to be continuing that way for the foreseeable future. The National Weather Service says excessive heat is on tap for 18 million Americans, but that's nothing compared to what's coming up. Next week, nearly two-thirds of the country will be warmer than normal, with about 40% of the lower 48 states having a moderate risk of extreme and dangerous heat. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senator Lamar Alexander won't attend the Republican Party's convention. A statement says a Tennessee Republican wants to give delegate spots to those who haven't been able to secure one. Alexander is retiring at the end of the year. He's the second senator to say he won't be attending the convention due to the coronavirus pandemic. ICE with a big announcement regarding college students here on student visas. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
International students could get forced out of the United States if their institutions offer online-only courses amid the coronavirus pandemic. In that case, students on F1 and M1 visas must leave the country or make other arrangements, like transferring to a school that offers in-person instruction to remain a lawful status. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency making that announcement in a news release late yesterday.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The State Department is warning Amazon, Apple, and Walmart to not do business in a region of China that is known for using forced labor of the minority Muslim Uyghur population. Morgan Ortegas is a State Department spokesman. She also is calling on other countries to stop doing business in that region as well.
It's never too late to do the right thing, and so that's why we will call on other countries again. The rhetoric is awesome. Condemning speeches are awesome, and needed, right? Those words matter, but now we need people to join the United States in action and not to forget about the plight of the Uyghur people. Just to, in general, we support any initiatives that would allow for real access in Xinjiang into these camps, as you said, that have not only Uyghurs but other ethnic minorities as well. You know, it is just, I often tell people, you know, especially when I'm trying to educate people in the United States about what's going on, you know, I say there's a million Muslims locked up, right? At least, right? That's the number that we know of. It could be more.
Yeah.
And how would the world react if it was a million Christians
mm-hmm.
or a million Jews?
Right.
And we should have the same reaction whenever this happens to our Muslim brothers and sisters.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also saying the administration is looking into banning Chinese social media apps like TikTok over national security and privacy concerns. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.